Morning, welcome to Davash Lafi. Thyatira, let's look at this. This is the longest of the seven letters to the seven different kehilot, the seven churches or congregations, the communities that John writes to. And yet it's the smallest, really the most insignificant, the least important of the cities that are written to here in Revelation, at least as far as what we know about them. It's Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. So it's a lengthy portion that he writes. And I'll tell you, one woman caused so much trouble. One woman caused so much trouble to this, when you think about it. And her name was, yeah, that's right, Jezebel. Jezebel, or her Hebrew name would have been Isabel. And if you read the complete Jewish Bible, of course, with David Stern, you'll see he'll use the Hebrew name, Isabel, his commentary. She caused so much trouble. But, however, let me say a positive note on that, because she was causing a lot of trouble. But there are two women associated really with this city, Thyatira. And the other woman is an amazing woman, because she was the key woman in founding the congregation, the community at Philippi, and she was from that city. So she's written about in Acts chapter 16, and she was Lydia, beautiful Lydia, a businesswoman, a shrewd, sharp woman, and she's written there. To the angel of Messiah's community in Thyatira, thus says the Son of God. This is the only time that Yeshua is mentioned, uses that title of himself, the Son of God, in the book of Revelation, in the Apocalypse. The Son of God, in Hebrew, would be Ben Elohim, of course. Ben Elohim, Son of God, the only place here. He's the one coming forth from God. He's the second, the Son of God, the Son of the Father. And he has eyes like a flame of fire. He says this, thus says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire. He sees through everything. He sees through everything. He's watching everything. He examines everything. And his feet are like polished bronze. Feet burning, burnished bronze, polished bronze. I know your deeds and your love and faith and service and hupomone, patient endurance, or stay, you don't quit under. Five things mentioned. You don't quit in the thick of things. You're going to complete this battle, and you're going to win in this fight. You're not going to fit, just like Israel now. You're going to win this fight. You're not going to quit in the midst of it. I know you, all these things. So five things he mentions, and your last deeds are greater than the first, he says. Your last deeds are greater than the first. So he commends them for five things. Then he says, but I have this against you. You tolerate, you permit that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. Oh my goodness, people that claim that are self-appointed. They claim who they claim themselves to be something. It's all about them. Me, 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 me. I am. They claim. They're really taking the place of God when a person is all about themselves. And they're really taking God's place, because God is the only I am, right? He's the one who says, I will be. I am who I am, but literally, that's I. Ehyeh, I share. Ehyeh, God said to Moses in Exodus 3:14, I will be who I will be. God is the one who is I am. And when we start putting the focus on me, 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 we are taking it off of, we are trying to supplant God. And you see it sometimes in ministry, and where someone is taking the place of God, self-appointed. She calls herself a prophetess. Now, there are people who really have that, a prophetic gift, but they're not proclaiming themselves to be that. The body of Messiah affirms that and recognizes that. People in the body of Messiah, we recognize they have that calling. She is teaching and deceiving. So she's teaching error, and she's deceiving my servants to commit sexual immorality, to eat food sacrificed to idols. Deceiving, this word means, is where we, it's planeo, where we get the word planets from. And so you picture planet. The word means to wander, to roam. So her teaching is causing people to wander away from the truth. to roam and wander. And immorality, sexual immorality, is porneo, where we get pornography from, right? So she's causing the people of God to become unfaithful to their husband God, unfaithful to God. And basically this is what it is. This is having sex with other gods, being unfaithful to our God, going after other gods, and it's breaking God's heart, being unfaithful to him, breaking that union with God when we're going after other gods rather than God. So this is what her teaching, her deceptive, seductive teaching was doing. He says, I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her immorality. She refused. I gave her time. But this woman caused a lot of trouble. And again, as I said, about this congregation, was the least known of the cities, Thyatira, but the longest letter Paul spends here. And Lydia, on the other hand, a businesswoman, came to Yeshua in the, and she's from the same city. So God has a way of, you know, bringing good out of bad. And she came to Yeshua through Paul and Silas in Philippi in Acts chapter 16. It's a beautiful story there if you want to read it. And she was made one of the most beautiful stories in the Bible. And she her home became a haven for the apostles, for Paul and Silas, even when they were in jail and thrown into prison for preaching the good news, the Besorah, the good gospel. They came back to her house, and it was a haven for them. But Jezebel, seems to resemble Ahab, King Ahab's queen, and so maybe that's why her name is given Jezebel, or maybe that was actually her name, and attempting to replace this worship of God with her own version of it. We'll continue with this tomorrow. This is Thyatira, the fourth of these congregations, I believe it is. Shalom, and stay safe from the storms. May the Lord keep you safe. Thank you, Lord.